Blog Talk Radio.
And I wonder when we
up, everybody? Welcome to all new edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Ramon. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, man. Doing good. How's it going?
I'm doing okay, man. Still trying to survive this, I was going to say crazy NBA draft, but I should say non-eventful NBA draft. We're going to dive right into that. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Mets, you know, being up on the Marlins thanks to Pete Alonso's two-run home runs. We'll talk about, you know, the Yankees, how they've been doing lately. And we'll also talk about what's going on in the world of wrestling. The AEW, a pay-per-view event that's going to go down tomorrow night. WWE, as you know, they're getting ready for SummerSlam. And, you know, the rematch between Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns yet again for the title. And most importantly, we will, you know, talk to you, ladies and gentlemen, and hear what you guys got on your mind. So if you want to speak about any of these topics and more, we'd love to hear from you. And the number is 563-999-3529. That's 563-999-3529. So feel free to talk about any of these topics and more. We'd love to hear from you, man. Yeah, with that said, yeah, let's talk about the NBA draft. You know, how would you feel if you felt you were, you know, you were good all year, you know, and then you woke up Christmas Day, you're looking for a present, you know, you weren't asking for much this year from Santa, you know, just, you know, a decent player to get drafted, preferably a point guard, you know, maybe a center if they're going to replace Mitchell Robinson or, you know, Evan Fournier or Randall. But no, you know what the Knicks got? Do you know what the Knicks got? Absolutely nothing but the same thing they had, you know, when they woke up on Christmas Eve. Same thing. The only thing they did, they had 11 pick. They had the 11 pick, which, I mean, that's nothing really to sneeze about unless if you're great drafting. Unless if you're the Spurs, you know, and you know what you're doing, you know, in regards to drafting. You know, we had the 11 pick, and we drafted this dude, Usman something. I don't even remember. He was from France. Yeah. So once they said his name, you know, I was thinking they were going to say maybe A.J. Griffin or I'm trying to think of Ty Washington or somebody that, you know, they've been mentioning in the, in those mock drafts for Lord knows how many weeks or months they've been mentioning. So when they said Usman, I forgot his name, Usman Dang or something. I don't remember the guy's name. What was his name?
Dang. Something like that.
Yeah. So when they said his name, I'm like, what? I'm like, I've never heard of this dude's name. I'm like, this has to be a trade. This has to be like a, you know, they're picking for some other team. So, you know, there's Usman Dang, you know, from France. And once they said, you know, from France, you know, I had, you know, like flashbacks of Frederick Weiss. I was even thinking about Frank Ntilikina, you know. I just went straight to, you know, Frederick Weiss, man. And I'm like, this has to be a trade for another team. And sure enough, it was. It went to OKC, if I'm not mistaken, at that point. So I'm like, okay, who do we get back? So then whatchamacallit, I fell asleep. I'm not even going to lie. I fell asleep. I woke up. I see your text about the, you know, the team being inept, you know, as usual, to paraphrase, you know. So then I'm finding out what did they do. Sure enough, they somehow got three picks. They traded one of them away, with Kemba Walker, a dude who has an expiring contract. Let me say that again. They traded their pick that they got, Kemba Walker, and then to come to find out that the pick was actually Jalen Duran, a guy who they were supposedly interested in, you know, as one of the people they wanted to draft, since this guy was a center, he has potential to be a really good center.
Yeah.
You know. So then when I found this out, and then we traded him away, not to get rid of, you know, Randall's contract or Fournier's contract or anything like this. You just trade him away for Kemba Walker, who's making $9 million and is an expiring contract. I mean, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't waste my pick on an expiring contract or any to unload a salary. I mean, like, what are you doing? Like,
they did all of that. So they did all of that just to clear $18 million in cap space to supposedly try to sign Jalen Brunson.
No, but I know that. I know that's the reason. That's the reason behind it, because it's so obvious. You know,
but still, it doesn't make any sense what they did.
Don't.
I mean,
it doesn't. Because had they signed Rick Brunson before this whole, you know, soap opera of them trying to chase after him and court him, you know, it would have been fine because Rick Brunson, he was a former Knick. You know, he's been a long-time assistant coach. So if they signed him, no one would have even, like, batted an eye.
Yeah.
But once, you know, they were doing their college recruitment tour, game one of the first round between, I think, the Mavericks and the Grizzlies, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, you see Randall and I think Worldwide West and maybe Leon Rose, you know, they're like scouting the game. Like, seriously. I mean, and then they sign him. And then all these rumors are coming out that they're trying to go after Jalen Brunson, who, you know, he's a talented dude. He had a good, very good postseason. But man, they're throwing the whole kitchen sink at him.
And there's no guarantee that they'll get him.
There's no guarantee that they'll get him, and there's no guarantee that he's gonna take his game to the next level.
Yeah,
it's possible. He's talented. The rumor is that he wants to take on the responsibility of, you know, being the point guard, you know, of the New York Knicks. But then again, there's a conflicting reports that, you know, he wants to, you know, stay with Dallas, he'll stay with Doncic.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, we have to wait and see until the new month comes in a few days. You know, we don't know what he's thinking. Now there's an article I read that he's cool with Derrick Rose, you know, but I mean, this is just a ridiculous thing. And then now today I'm hearing this rumors that, you know, they're thinking about trading for Murray from Spurs.
Oh yeah.
You know, and they would give up three lottery picks. I mean, obviously three picks are you know, a lot, but this dude averaged almost a triple double. Like, this is a move that they should be doing.
Yeah.
That should be the number one guy that they should be going after. I mean, obviously I usually prefer free agency other than, you know, making trades, but this is a dude, this is a young dude who averaged a triple double, who's an all-star.
Yeah, I'll take that.
You know what I'm saying? This is what you want. This is what you hope and pray that, you know, Brunson becomes if you get him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or if you stand back and you give the reins to Quickly, which I don't know. That's Thibodeau. He don't like to play the young guys. So even if we did draft to somebody, you know, the dude would have been on the bench. Would have been playing on the bench. He would have been playing cards on the bench instead of playing on the court. I mean, like, hey, we've been fans of Thibodeau for years. We've been saying for many years that he should be coming to that he should be the head coach of the Knicks. But the one knock on him is that he don't play the young guys, man. He finally played the young guys when we were eliminated, and then you saw quickly and Toppin put on a show. You know, the last two games of the season, quickly had a triple double. And then, of course, I think, what's his name? Toppin scored, 32 points? And in the last game, he scored, 42 or something like that? So, I don't know why Thibodeau was playing all these vets, man. It's not like these guys were going anywhere. Like, they'll help these young guys.
Gotta give the young guys a chance, especially let Toppin develop more, you know?
Repeat that again?
He definitely has to play the young guys more and give Toppin a chance because Toppin has potential.
Exactly, and that's the messed up thing about the Knicks. You want to be positive about the young guys doing, but we don't know what direction these guys are going because they don't tell us nothing. The organization. I mean, Leon Rose finally released something, you know, after the day after the draft when everybody was clueless. They were more clueless than Alicia Silverstone in that 90s film. Like, we didn't know what the heck they were doing. Like, it was an utter joke. We were clearly the losers of the NBA draft. And you could even see in the stupid, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, even in the broadcast, like, you know, basically, you know, we're the laughing stock. People are mocking us. You know, you see fans in the Barclays Center. You know, it's like we're being mocked, man. Like, imagine if we would have went to the game, man, into that thing. That would have been a waste of money. Like,
oh man, that would have been bad.
I know, like. The only time I would go to MSG or Barclays Center to see the draft is if the Knicks have to be guaranteed the first pick. But with this organization, they might even trade it away. They might trade it away to get rid of Alec Burks, for all we know. What are we doing? What are we doing? Like, they're gonna get rid of their picks. They're 10 future picks to get rid of Jared Jeffries. And then we're going to be like, dude, Jared Jeffries hasn't been on this team for years. And then it's going to be too late because it wasn't protected. What was that? Like, seriously. I literally have my hand. I'm doing a face palm right now. I know we're in the magic world of radio or slash podcast, but I literally have a face palm right now as I'm talking to you right now.
They should have at least kept Jimmy Durant.
What did you say? Your mic is kind of in and out.
I said they should have at least kept Jimmy Durant.
Repeat that.
I said they should.
Oh, they should have kept Jimmy Durant. Yeah, exactly. 100%. Like this is an absolute joke. An absolute joke. I don't even know what to say. All I have to say is that they better get Brunson or somebody better, like Murray or somebody of that, Donovan Mitchell or somebody of that ilk, because this is a joke, man. Nobody takes this seriously. Nobody, you know what I mean? Like, the whole league is just passing us by. Like,
yeah.
The bing bong, we hear all that stuff, all that mantra for one playoff win. That's it. That's all we have. And it looks like we have a caller here. Let me get to the caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller. What's your name and where you from? Where you at?
Good evening, gentlemen. This is Lou from New Jersey. It's been a while since I've been on here.
Oh, hey,
yeah.
Welcome back.
We missed you.
Yeah. Thanks, but I haven't had time to call in. I'll say one thing, though. The Knicks draft pick, oh, what a bust. Just awful. I mean, we didn't really get anybody that, you know, we really wanted. What a pile of puke.
It was not good. Not a good night for the Knicks.
No, I mean,
but then again, what is a good night for the Knicks?
Yep.
Not since 1999, probably. We were trying to get something from a top 10 pick, and we didn't get anywhere close to it. That, what went wrong?
It's a head scratcher.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out myself. I mean, we're trying to build up, you know, trying to get a good draft pick because, you know, we need a good center, number one. We need a good probably need a good forward too, and this was not what we got. Just Yeah. So I guess we can rule out another year we won't make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's safe to say that the 50th anniversary of our last championship will not end with a title to end this drought.
Not this year, no. Yeah, the Bucks did better in their 50th year.
Yeah, they definitely did.
So what do you think the Knicks need to do forward to improve the team?
Well, one thing, shoot Dolan, of course. That's being too obvious. Like I said, a good forward and definitely a good center. We need that. We are, you know, that's what we're lacking. And that's why we haven't done anything. We haven't had a good center since, I think, Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, that's true.
The last time we won the draft.
1985.
Mhm.
Yeah, I was only 15 then. Boy, I said it out loud, didn't I? Okay. Yep. But you can tell because you know I've been following the Knicks, you know, almost my whole life. And you know, I remember when they used to be, you know, at least halfway decent. You know, even the '80s when they didn't, you know, make a good run at the playoffs, they still had, you know, had decent seasons.
They were watchable.
It's just you know, and
mm-hmm.
they were watchable. Now they're a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This team is such a nightmare. Not even Freddy Krueger would want to come on this team.
Yeah. Or can I put to you in plain, simple English in three words? Ugly as sin.
Yeah, that's the perfect way to describe this team in the past 20 years.
Yeah.
20 plus years.
Ever since 2001. You know, they haven't been the same team.
Nope.
They haven't. Nope. You're right.
You would think they would have shrugged it off by now.
It's like they're cursed.
And Dolan's not going to do it because he's, you know, the Knicks are the you know, every year they're the number one most profitable team according to Forbes magazine. So
that doesn't make any sense. I know it's a big city area, but why would you want to go pay a team that's just going to be a loser?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then again, you can ask the Arizona Diamondbacks in the same way or the Phoenix Coyotes. Boy, they're bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Until he trades the team, sells the team, things are not looking good. I mean,
I'd rather sell him.
What were you going to say?
I'd rather sell him. I'd rather throw him to the wolves. I mean actual wolves, not the Timberwolves. I mean actual wolves.
Actual wolves.
So send him to Minnesota. That'd be fine with me. Let's stay.
No, you got to throw him to the real wolves. Oof.
I don't think they'd want him. Especially with his band.
Wow.
I don't think they'd want him.
It's worse than I thought. No.
What about...
You said something, Mac?
What about this rumor that the Nets are planning to trade Kyrie Irving and Knicks might be a potential candidate?
Good, because, of course, Irving did nothing for us. I mean, he pretty much cost us our season. You know, he was I don't believe in getting vaccinated and whatnot, so I'll just not bother. well, playing road games maybe, but yeah, forget.
Yeah,
you know, that's one of the, that was our biggest problem. I think he caved in and just got the shot and played the whole season. We would have got you know, whipped in the first round of the playoffs, the playing game, no less. You know, basically he was the big problem. Not from my care.
Yeah.
Just don't get just don't get Ben Simmons to come over here. That's even worse. Oof.
Oh yeah, that's another headache.
What up?
I wouldn't take Kyrie unless we could dump a bunch of salary and then just get rid of him after the 1 year. But then again, he's much of a headache. I don't know. I never was really wanting him to come here in the first place, unless if Durant would have came with him a few years ago.
Yeah. But Durant can make his money where he wants to be.
Oh, what are you saying?
Durant can't make his money where he wants to be. I mean, first he was with San Antonio or Houston. They didn't want to go there. I'll go to the Nets. Oklahoma. Nah, I don't want to go here. I'll go to the Nets. Nah, I don't want to go here. Maybe Philadelphia. Yeah, I think I'm heading to Philadelphia for now.
He's
not satisfied where he goes.
I think he's gonna get traded. Him and Kyrie gonna probably get traded to the Lakers and try to win a title with LeBron.
Wow, that'd be
last chance.
That'd be something, wouldn't it? Yeah.
And
plus
they have
from 2 years ago.
Anthony Davis too. That'd be a foursome right there.
Yeah. I mean, how do you go from first to worst in just a year? 3.5 years, rather.
Yeah.
2020, you were champions. 2021, you probably weren't going to repeat, but just like that, you went down from first to worst. I've heard going worst to first, but first to worst? Oof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last
of
a goal.
Yeah.
And that's why Harden left them. Left them high and dry.
More like hung out to dry. Ooh.
Nope. Took his talents to Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And now Ben Simmons, you're still waiting for Ben Simmons to make his debut.
He's a bump. He's never gonna be a great player. Just an overhyped,
I saw video.
You know.
Yeah, I saw a video of Kobe Bryant was saying that. You know, for Simmons to be successful, he needs a jump shot, and he needs to learn it quick, because if he don't, you know, he's not gonna have like a long career. And look at Ben Simmons right now; he's injury prone, and you know, he never developed that jump shot.
No, he's an accident waiting to happen.
Yep, if he plays again.
I mean, they were hyping him up before he even played the first game, you know, in the league. And what happened? He got injured and missed the whole first season. So he has been a total bust. I don't know how he's still even in the league.
You know, when healthy, he's not – Ben Simmons, he's not that bad. You know, he plays defense.
He's not that good.
He's a tall guy that can handle the ball, but just needs to stay healthy and develop a jump shot. Yeah.
Yeah, but he who plays like a turd is probably a turd. So. As in, you know, walks like a quack, you know, along those lines.
So I'm guessing you're not buying any Ben Simmons jerseys anytime soon.
If you do, burn them.
Like
or maybe as a huge toilet.
If you do see... My paper. I know you guys don't follow hockey that much, but if you have any predictions for tomorrow's game 6?
I think the Avalanche is going to take it. I think the Avalanche is going to win it. This will be their first title in 20 years, I believe.
21 years. 21 years.
Yeah. 21 years, yeah. I think the Avalanche will win it.
The last time they did, Ray Dork got his first Stanley Cup.
Wow.
I hope Avalanche wins it, but Lightning, you can't count them out until they're eliminated. I think Lightning's.
I know. I'm
rooting for Avalanche.
I know.
But I think Lightning. I think Lightning will win. Will win Game 6 and 7.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I know a lot of Lightning fans.
You gotta unseat the champion for you to, you know, for you to officially think you were dead. I mean, look at the Rangers. Rangers was up unfortunately 2-0 in that game. It was a game 3.
Yeah.
And unfortunately they came back and won game 3, and the rest is history. So until you knock off the Giants, it ain't dead until it's over. So unfortunately,
you gotta slay
I'm
the
rooting
dragon.
For Avs, but yep, you gotta slay the dragon when you got the chance to. So hopefully Avalanche will do it. Because if they don't, and it goes to game 7, you know, even though Avalanche, but you don't want that momentum. You don't want to give the Lightning any chance of a momentum shift.
Nope. Look what happened to Vancouver in 2010, or 2011. Anyway. They at home. They played home in game 7, and they got whooped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Home advantage means nothing.
Repeat that last part.
Home advantage means nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you don't capitalize on it.
Yeah.
There have been plenty of teams that have lost, especially a final game at home. There's been plenty of teams that have done that. Even in baseball, you know, the Cubs against the Indians. Indians were home for game 7, but destiny was on the Cubs' side, and they finally broke that curse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very true.
A moment I'd never seen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the series might go to 7 games. Go to 7 games.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, I underestimated the Lightning because I thought maybe the Avalanche were going to sweep them. But, you know, that was because Colorado has a strong lineup and they can score. So I thought maybe the Lightning would have a prayer. But I guess I was wrong here, wasn't I? Yes.
Well, we all were. What do you think, Vlad?
Thankfully, I didn't take a professional bet. I would have lost a fortune.
Yeah. You definitely gotta be happy about that, for sure.
Yeah. By the way, I have been trying to get up for a week, so I did call in, but you guys just didn't answer. I don't know why, but you know, I did try in the past.
We didn't see. To be honest with you, we definitely would have put you on. We're very sorry. When did you try to come on?
Well, it was about let's see, the last time I think it was March.
Okay.
March or April.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry March about or that. April. Yeah, the thing is mostly the time I'm involved in another show, by the time that show's done, I think you guys are done. So we're getting close to wrapping up. So I figured, well, probably too late for them to put me on anywho. So, you know.
If we saw, we definitely would have put you on for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this a long time now.
How long have you been doing it for?
Nationally, I've been doing this now 6 years.
Nice, very good.
I started locally as most of us do. Overall,
and how about
I just celebrated my 9th anniversary.
Ah, congratulations!
So we're now in season. I'm in season 10. Yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm in season 10 now. Yep. I didn't think it was gonna last this long.
That's awesome. You know, you just gotta keep putting your one foot forward, and you'll see what happens.
In the words of Vern Lundquist, dreams do come true.
Yes, indeed.
It does. Yes, it does. If I'm not mistaken, you're also a Yankee fan too. If I'm not mistaken, for the last time we spoke, I think. So, what's your thoughts?
Well, I'll say one thing. I was not happy with today's results, as we went hitless against Houston. Those dirty cheaters. They got us for a combined hitter the first time that happened in 19 years at the stadium, no less.
Yep.
Ugh.
And by the same team, Houston did it last time to us. Mm-hmm. They do it again.
Of course. Of course. Just like in 2017 in the playoffs, we tied the score in the top of the ninth, and then Houston beat us in the bottom of the ninth on a home run. Oh, my, you. Well, if you really know what I want to say, I don't think I can stay here on this show because I don't want to get in trouble. But you get the point.
Yeah, well, Houston, they've had our number for the last 5 years or so. You know, they're kind of like how the Pistons were to the Bulls back in the day when the Bulls had to overcome the Pistons. Yankees eventually are going to have to overcome the Astros. Mm. And when we finally do, revenge will be sweet.
Okay, we'll go bang some trash cans. Oh, dear.
I can unfortunately relate. Oh, you said?
Now, wait for my signal before you hit the ball. Wait for my signal. Oh, boy. You know, hey, if they want to use tactics, we can use tactics. Not that I recommend it, but we could.
I'm sure there's a lot of teams using different tactics that people don't know about.
I'm sure.
Yep.
It just doesn't get publicized. I mean, you know, it's more widespread now than it was back, 30 years ago, whatnot. You know, we had isolated instances, back then, but now it's all over the place. I mean, the earliest I think I can recall as well had to do with a little pine tar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now with technology these days, you know.
And, Billy Martin saw something rotten, after the home run was hit, I think I better have a look at this. Fellas, I think we see something here. You're right. Hey, George, you're out. What? What are you?
Yep.
Dirty old guy. I'm like,
Kansas City Royals, yeah.
Yep.
I'm like, what?
I think it was like an 83.
I saw it live.
Yeah.
I saw that live.
Wow.
I'm like, what is going on here?
Hmm.
I mean, he's going. He's half cocked out of his mind. He's throwing a rant, in the dugout. I mean, he was like almost ready to kill somebody. I think he did.
Yeah. Either way, he was doing his best Lou Ferrigno impression. But then could have won.
Or maybe John McEnroe. Oof.
Oh well, that would be that's
Wait
even
a minute,
better.
That ball was
analogy.
That ball was fair. What do you mean? You can't be.
Oh
serious.
Boy.
That ball was out.
Oh man.
Oof. Yeah. Yuck. Yeah. But in addition to all my other stuff, I have my own show actually on Saturday nights as well as you guys do.
Sure. What's it called?
All right. It's called the Enhanced Sports Show. We handle just about everything in the sports world, the good, the bad, and definitely the ugly. We're on Saturdays 5 to 7 p.m. You guys are based on the East Coast, right?
Repeat that? Repeat
yes,
that
we
please.
Are.
Are you?
What did you say?
Good, okay.
We're on the East Coast.
You're...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. All right. I always like to specify where they're from because, some people, forget. Oh, was that 5 o'clock my time or was it 5 o'clock yours? It's 5 o'clock Eastern, so get that everybody through their heads. So 5 o'clock Eastern to 7. The number is 512-543-4662. It's a live show, but we don't allow any four-letter words and stuff like that. We gotta keep our rooms clean. We like to think of it as a family show.
Mm-hmm.
But we handle everything. Next week we're gonna handle finally who's gonna win this cockamamie Stanley Cup. Finally, we'll preview the USFL final. That's right, I said USFL. Wimbledon starting, so we're going to take care of that. And we handle all kinds of different sports news and whatnot. So you guys may want to try to call in, because I'm always looking for new callers.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Thanks. But we definitely got to give you guys a call. Come on.
Yeah.
And there will be a show next Saturday. I know it's the 4th of July weekend. We're like, well, you know, I was I burned dinner for a barbecue, like, oh boy, mm-hmm. stuff like that. But you know, but we're gonna be on, you know, Saturday at the same time. I only take off Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. You know, because I want to, you know, I don't want to lose anybody. So you know, if you get time mm-hmm. between 5 and 7 before you go to your 4th of July barbecue or whatnot, or a Met game over, you know, try to call in.
We'll definitely try for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Tell your friends, neighbors, your in-laws, your outlaws, anybody.
Well, thank you for being a loyal listener. We'll definitely check your show out.
Thank you. Thanks
all right.
For coming
if I have time, I'll call back.
All right. Sounds
cool.
Good.
Thank all you right. very much.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, peace.
Take it easy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, definitely check out his show. And, you know, thanks again for calling in. Yeah, man. So, Mac, yeah, what's your thoughts on the state of the Yankees? You know, obviously the, you know, surprising loss and the state of the Yankees so far.
Oh, well, I mean, they've been having a great season so far. I mean, this series has been a small blimp to their season so far, but I think they will recover and win this game to tie this series, because right now the Astros they've won these last two games. Yankees haven't hit well; they pretty much haven't hit at all these last two games, especially being no hit by two or three pitchers. So the Yankees definitely have to come out tomorrow, and they have to hit, you know. And, the Astros ended the Yankees' 15-game home winning streak. The Yankees just have to come back. Their bats have to wake up a bit and try to beat these Astros. You know, these Astros, they've been a pain in our behind.
In your
Astros. Yeah, Astros. What did I say?
I don't remember what you were going to say.
No, I said Astros, yeah. They've been the pain in our behind for the last 5 years or so. And so Yankees, they have to overcome them, you know. But I think they'll win this series on Sunday and tie the series and then start a new home game winning streak. So.
Mm-hmm.
But Yankees, overall, they've had a great season. I mean, they're still on pace to win close to 120 games if they can keep it up. So,
yep.
You know, just have to continue pitching. Pitching has been great. Offense has been great despite these last two games.
Mm-hmm.
So I just hope that they keep it up and that they didn't peak too early.
Yep. And look at the bright side. You know, the Astros won't be able to no-hit you guys until June 2041, maybe, at this rate.
Yeah.
But all seriousness, you know, it's good to see the Yankees, you know, went to, you know, agreed on a, you know, before they went to a salary arbitration with Judge. What was it? 1 year, $19 million. Judge wanted 21. I think the Yankees wanted to pay him 17, so they literally met halfway and gave him a $19 million contract. And I'm sure you and all your fellow Yankee fans hope, you know, they will give him a contract extension ASAP.
Oh, I hope so. I mean, you know, the settlement was just for this year. So
mm-hmm.
after this year, you know, we then have to see what we're going to do if we're going to give him that big contract that he's demanding. I think right now he deserves the money.
He does.
He's been playing real well. He has MVP numbers this year so far. So, yeah, he might command $300 million in offseason. Might have
you
to
gotta,
give it to him.
You got to give it to him.
Yeah.
You got to give it up for what he's doing, and you got to give him the money.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. You know?
Yeah, no doubt.
If he was on another team, the Yankees would have spent the money to get him.
Yeah.
Especially if we were during the George Steinbrenner era, you know, for sure. So yeah, they definitely gotta, you know, give him his props and pay him the money. He backed it up.
I think they will too.
To be honest with you, it would be un-Yankee like if they didn't give him that contract. But yeah, switching gears to the Mets. The Mets earlier this week, they lost to they got swept for the first time this year by the aforementioned Astros. You know, they won. They lost those two games to them, and then right now the Mets have been beating up on the Marlins, which, you know, Mac knows firsthand that the Marlins aren't as easy as they seem to beat. You know, it's a tough, scrappy team. You know, they always have like a team where, you know, the guys can hit. You know, and but, you know, they can never. Even when they always draft well, they always draft well and acquire, you know, talent, good talent, you know, via trades. But then when they have a great team, they always trade them away. So, I mean, the Marlins, you know, they had was it earlier today? No, I think it was yesterday. Their ace, Alcantara, got his butt whooped on Friday night, Saturday night, Saturday afternoon, Bassett, you know, he won the game, and that was highlighted by Pete Alonso hitting two home runs. So I think Pete Alonso homered in both games so far, two today. The third time in his third time this year he's homered twice in a game. And the fourth time in his career, he had multi-home run games. So far, he hasn't hit three home runs in a game yet. But, you know, we'll see what happens hopefully sometime this year. So all in all, Mets, you know, they've been doing well other than getting, you know, a two-game series sweep from the Astros. After this series, they're going to be playing – they're going to host the Astros and – the Texas Rangers, you know, coming up. So yeah, the Mets, you know, they just gotta keep this energy going. Yeah, shifting gears. Yeah, let's talk WWE. I'm trying to think what happened on WWE. What happened? I'm trying to remember what happened in WWE. I know Sheamus and Drew McIntyre teamed up. I think they beat Usos yesterday. I mean, on Friday night. And then regained their number one. They regained entry into the Money in the Bank ladder match after they were just recently given the opportunity. But then it got overturned, so then they earned their way into the Money in the Bank. And Sami Zayn defeated his former ally, Shinsuke Nakamura, to advance. And according to Sami Zayn, as an honorary member of the Bloodline, he's not gonna use the the Money in the Bank if he wins it against Roman Reigns, which is obviously, you know, a lie, of course. What else? I'm trying to think what else happened.
Natalya.
Oh, yeah.
Natalya feud with Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, she dressed up as Ronda Rousey and, you know, continued the feud with her, you know, former best friend or something, former friend. Sonya Deville, she lost in a handicap match to Raquel Rodriguez, formerly known as Raquel Gonzalez, when she was in NXT. And also, what was the other person? It was Raquel Rodriguez and Lacey Evans. I'm trying to think what else happened. I know they were talking about you know, Riddle's performance last week before, you know, Brock Lesnar popped up at the end of the show.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, F5'd the Usos and Roman Reigns last week. I honestly can't even think of anything else that happened in WWE. But, yeah, I mean, the only thing I can think of in WWE is that, you know, Tim White and Dave Hebner, two longtime, you know, referees, you know, with the company, they both recently passed away. So, you know, my thoughts and prayers go out to, you know, their family. And
yeah,
it's just weird. It's weird and messed up. Both of these referees pass away like around the same time.
Yeah, my condolences.
Yeah. Yeah, shifting gears to AEW, they have a pay-per-view event with Ring of Honor, I should say New Japan Wrestling, Pro Wrestling. It's going to be at the United Center in Chicago. And this is the first pay-per-view event that AEW and New Japan Pro Wrestling are working together. Again, it's AEW, you know, New Japan Pro Wrestling Forbidden Door. And here are the matches that are expected to go down. You got the Gun Club, Billy and his sons Austin and Colton, with the Acclaim, which is Max Caster and Anthony Bowens, but Anthony Bowens is injured, so it's an eight man tag team match versus Yuma, Alex Coughlin, the DKC, and Kevin Knight. I'm picking the Gun Club to win that. Then you have the Factory, which is QT Marshall and Aaron Solo, versus Bishamon, which is Hiroki Gato and Yoshihashi. Yeah, you can see how much I watch New Japan Pro Wrestling right now. So, yeah. I'm going to pick the Bishamon to win, you know. And then you got Swerve in My Glory match. Swerve in My Glory, which is Swerve Strickland and Keith Lee versus Suzuki Gun, which has El Desperado and Yoshinobu Kenmaru in a tag team match. I'm picking Swerve Strickland and Keith Lee to win that. Then you got Jon Moxley versus Hiroshi Tanahashi, and that's for the interim AEW World Championship, because CM Punk, he's still the champion, even though he's going to have foot surgery, but they're going to have a new interim AEW World Champion and eventually unify the belts, you know, once CM Punk is healthy. Picking Jon Moxley to win that. Then you got Jay White versus Kazuchika Okada versus Hangman Adam Page and Adam Cole. This is a four-man match for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. I'm going to pick Adam Cole to win that. And Pac versus Miro versus Malakai Black versus Clark Connors. Fatal four-way for the inaugural AEW All-Atlantic Championship. I'm picking Miro to win that. And then you have Los Ex Gods, which is Chris Jericho and Sammy Guevara and Minoru Suzuki versus Eddie Kingston, Wheeler Yuta, and Shota Yumono in a six-man team match. And the winning team will receive a man advantage for the upcoming Blood and Guts event. I'm picking Jericho and Sammy Guevara to, you know, the group to win that. Will Ospreay versus Orange Cassidy. This is for the IWGP United States Heavyweight Championship. I'm picking Ospreay to retain it. And then you have FTR. Of course, that's Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler versus United Empire, which has Khan and Jeff Cobb, versus Roppongi Vice, which has Trent Beretta and Rocky Romero, which is a three-way winner-takes-all tag team match for the ROH Tag Team Championship and the IWGP Tag Team Championship. I am picking FTR to win it. To win this match. And then you got the Battle of Lightning women. You got Thunder Rosa versus Toni Storm. Singles match for the AEW Women's World Championship. I think Toni Storm will defeat Thunder Rosa and become the new AEW Women's World champion, I should say. Then you got the Young Bucks, Matt and Nick Jackson, and El Fantasmo versus dudes with attitude. Sound like a 90s WWE tag team, which is Darby Allin, Sting, and Shingo Takagi in a six-man tag team match. I'm picking Darby Allin, Sting, and Shingo Takagi to win this match. And then last but not least, you got Zack Sabre Jr. versus a mystery opponent, because that opponent was supposed to be Bryan Danielson, but he got hurt. So the person was going to be announced to face Zack Sabre Jr. In this Forbidden Door match will be the newest member of the Blackpool Combat Club, which that faction has Bryan Danielson, Wheeler Yuta, John Moxley, and of course William Regal as their manager. And then this fourth person will be the newest member of the Blackpool Combat Club. So I'm picking whoever this mystery person will win this match against Zack Sabre Jr. So yeah, these are my predictions for the tonight's AEW versus New Japan Pro Wrestling's Forbidden Door pay-per-view event.
Good.
Yeah, sounds very, very interesting. Some interesting matchups for sure. And that Sabre Jr. matchup is going to be intriguing. Would have been nice to see Danielson to fight, but now they have a mystery new member for the Blackpool Combat Club. So yeah, it's going to be, you know, interesting to see what goes down tonight. I think that's about all we need to cover. Anything else you'd like to talk about before we get out of here?
No, just everyone check out my show, iMac. Check your local listings for that coming up. Then come back here, check out Sports Over Legend every Saturday at 11. Only on...
You got that right, sir. So check out my YouTube channel, Sports Urban Legend TV. Check out this show, Sports Urban Legend. But don't forget, coming right up, check your local list and check out IMAC, which shows Macaulay Matthew. So again, he's Macaulay Matthew. I'm Wayne Mermo, and I'll see you guys most likely in 2 weeks for the next episode of Sports Urban Legend. So, you know, enjoy. I hope you all enjoy the upcoming New Independence Day. So, peace out, everybody.